getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9. If you think that you are going to have some weird family drama happening for the holidays, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Karen.
This is kind of awkward. I have a boyfriend, and I'm thinking about bringing him on to meet my family for the holidays, but he's already met my family.
How's he already met your family?
He's my sister's ex.
And, okay.
Wow.
I mean, we're together now, and I just don't know how to handle it. They don't know I've been dating him, and
I just
need your advice.
The family doesn't know you've been dating him. Does your sister know you're dating him?
No.
Okay.
And does your family, when you say they already know him, what are their feelings toward him? Like, do they like him? Do they not like him? Do they not care?
Well, here's the thing, okay? So he and my sister broke up like about 6 months ago in the summer, okay? And she says the reason that they broke up is because he was cheating on her. And so my family thinks he's a jerk.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I know my sister. I know her. And I know she's the one who was doing the cheating. I know that.
Okay, so it's okay then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, no, it wasn't him. It wasn't him. It was her this whole time.
Right, but it still doesn't make it okay for you to date your sister's ex.
I mean, well, they're not together.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, yes, bring him to...
Oh, my God.
Absolutely bring him to the house, because here's the thing. Let's say for some reason you guys get serious, right? You need to let your family know, hey, if you want to see me during the holidays, you're going to see this guy too during the holiday. You got to break rank from your family.
Listen. Don't listen to him,
listen
okay?
To me.
No, you are legit not warning your family, not warning your sister, and just going to bring this dude. You are asking for an absolute World War III.
Yeah, you know what? I hear what you're saying, Melissa, but I just want some advice. Like, has anybody been through this before, anything kind of like this? I just want to know what I should do.
Hey, that's what we're here for. She wants advice.
I mean,
has anyone been through this nonsense?
I can't.
This is Josh. What's up, Josh? Josh.
Yep.
What's happening, sir?
How you doing?
Good, man. Tell us a story.
So, long story short, I'm dating my brother's ex-girlfriend from high school. Mm. And we're going 5 years and we have a kid and we're getting married.
Stop it.
See? It
but
works.
Wait, hold on. There's so many circumstances here. Was your brother, like, really seriously in love with this girl?
Nah, it was just like a mess around.
There you go. See? Yeah. That's different.
It's fine. And how's your family?
But apparently he was jumping between girls with this one and who he's with now and married with kids.
Yeah. But and your family, are they cool with it now or what's the deal?
They're actually not accepting it, and unfortunately, I try to be the bigger man and the better person and try to build the relationship, but it's just not happening. So my advice to Karen would be put it on pause and continue, guys. Do it you know? It's a package deal, like Rivero says. Yeah. Like, you ride it to the end.
Ride it to the end.
Damn.
Luckily, it worked out for this dude. I mean, if it doesn't work out for Karen, that's going to be a lot of explaining to do later, but... This is Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hey.
What do you think?
I have not had a personal experience with this. However, in the spirit of the holidays, I'm going to give her some advice. You know, this is pretty serious. I think that she should spend a little time, maybe visit a therapist, dig deep, and invest in why it is that you feel it's okay to date your sister's ex. Because there's a lot there. And it's a lot more than us giving you advice on whether you should bring him around. Maybe you should dig deep, real deep, about why you don't see a problem with that, because it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
That's too obvious. That's the mirror test. Nobody wants to look in the mirror.
I love how she's like saying this girl's got way more issues than just dating her sister's ex.
Let's be honest, she does. Clearly, I mean, look. I ain't no damn therapist, but I can tell you that her sister is like her role model in life, and she always feels like she's below her sister, so she's trying to get equal to her sister or be above her sister, because deep down, subconsciously, she's like, I'm going to make it work.
Like she wants to one up her.
She failed at. You know what I'm saying?
And Gina just messaged us. She makes a great point too, because this is what we forgot about. Her sister just broke up with this guy 6 months ago. So it's still fresh. Like with our first caller, it happened back in high school. Yeah. Okay, maybe. But 6 months ago, that's still if it's fresh, if it's a great relationship, you're still not over him
he
at that point.
He still has smell of your sister's vagina on his penis.
God.
Peter.
What's up, Romero?
What's up, dog?
Oh my God.
I'm chilling, man. I went through this situation with my cousin, man. He was dating my ex a little while after we broke up. And, like, I was heated, man. And we stopped talking for a while, but he came to terms that it was wrong. There's certain morals and values and certain lines you just don't cross. Yeah. I don't care who it is. Even the homeboy thing. You just don't mess with none of the homeboy's ex-girlfriends and his father's family. To be honest with you, like he said, they was messing around before we even broke up. So I think the sister was messing around with him before they even broke up. There was something there. You just don't start dating your sister's ex out of nowhere.
That's an interesting theory, too. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because it's so new. Mm-hmm. Like the they just broke up 6 months ago. I could get with you on that. I think so.
I think the cheating was him with her. Mm.
Probably. I mean, there's no way that she's like, oh, they were dating, it was great, and then all of a sudden they broke up, and I looked and said, wow, this guy's incredible. He's really attractive.
Like, what about him? She doesn't like something about him, so maybe I can like something that she doesn't like about him.
I've been blessed. I've been so blessed in my life that none of my cousins that I'm close with or my friends that I'm really close with have ever dated anybody who I have found, like, attractive. Or if anything, I always find something in them that I don't like, and I'm like, how are you going to date her, man? She's a pain in the ass. Mm. But I've never found one that I'm like, wow, if only she was my woman.
I dated a guy for, like, 6 months. And it was pretty serious. And then we broke up. And probably like 4 or 5 years later, his best friend and I were like attracted to each other.
Melissa.
And he said to me, like, I just can't go there with you. He's like, even though you guys weren't really like serious, you were with my best friend at some point. So it just can't happen. Even though he admitted to me, I definitely think that we could have something. He wouldn't go there with me.
Oh, wow. If it worked out, you would have been giving Karen a whole different set of advice.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.